This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Rainbow Report. News and current affairs for the Rainbow community.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. And sitting in on the in the studio with me, Dr. Mary Lou Rasmussen from Monash University. From time to time in my duties as a journalist over the years, I've come across some startling pictures of a figure in vaguely papal costume. The last one I saw was wearing a bishop's mitre, gashed open to look like a giant vagina, and big black, "I am here to probe you" alien eyes. Pope Alice of the Raelian faith has been seen at many a Sydney Mardi Gras, but not this year because Mardi Gras don't like the banner, which allegedly, according to Mardi Gras anyway, disrespects the Abrahamic faiths, Christians, Jews and Muslims. Pope Alice commented, last year's motto for the parade was "say something." Pope Alice thinks this year's motto seems to be "shut up." And my next guest is Luke Roberts, also known as Pope Alice. Good evening, Luke.
Good evening, Doug.
So, you've had a run-in with Mardi Gras.
We have indeed.
Joined the club. Polyamory seemed to have had one too, but they managed to sort their problems out. You haven't. What happened?
Well, we refuse to compromise. We're very concerned about homophobia, and our floats often single that out as a major concern, which it is. And last year we had "Help Stop Homophobia, Leave Your Religion with Gay Abandon." Mm-hmm. Had a silhouette leaping in the air with the Abrahamic ball and chains, the face represented by large metal balls falling away from the ankles. Mm-hmm. And I think that upset some of the gay Christians in particular.
Right. Now, this year you had a cross, a Star of David, and
the Moon of Islam.
And the Crescent Moon of Islam on your banner, didn't you?
Yes. Homophobia has three O's that neatly allow for the display of the main perpetrators of homophobia throughout the centuries, the Abrahamic faith.
Right.
Yes.
Mardi Gras said that they wouldn't let you do that because it disrespected these faiths. Isn't that kind of the point? I mean, isn't the whole point to disrespect the faiths? Because of their homophobia.
Mardi Gras is a celebration that happens despite these religions, the opposition from these religions. And so we need to celebrate, you know, how far we've come and how much we have to do. There's not equality in this country. Homophobia is rampant. And it's very sad and of great concern when religious elements within the gay community are having an adverse effect on the decision-making. Mardi Gras, of course, is now the Sydney Mardi Gras. It's dropped lesbian and gay, I believe, from its official title.
Their slogan this year is universal love, too, isn't it?
Infinite love.
Infinite love, right.
But it doesn't include us.
Infinite love is awful. Is supposed to be terribly forgiving, isn't it?
That's right.
Particularly if it's Christian love, of course.
Yeah.
Surely it's up to the Christian groups to make their feelings known. Do you think they have done so to Mardi Gras and they've caved into them, or what?
Well, that's the impression that was given to me in my negotiations with Mardi Gras, because they rang, a board member rang to ask if we would modify our sign. Mm. They said it wasn't the message, it was the expression of it.
Right.
Our attitude is that there's no word despicable enough to describe the horrific, you know, text, the Bible, the Torah, and the Quran, you know, the violence and hateful passages in these books. People have a Christmas card version, you know, they have an idea of, you know, sort of Christmas card idea of these religious texts. But when you look at them, I mean, it's not just gay people that are at the mercy of these, you know, violent, hateful, old, ancient. They should be in museums, these books. They're somehow like Frankenstein creations that have smashed out of the vitrines of the museum and are running rampant in the world. You know, in this day and age, it's just extraordinary that we're still living with the influence of this ignorance, you know.
Well, I mean, if you do take them literally, they're shall we put it as politely as I can. They're not exactly very nice about women either, for the most part,
no,
are they?
No, nor even heterosexuals, you know, and, you know, people who don't...
I think
should be killed, and if you disrespect your parents, you should be killed. And there's some really lovely passages like, you know, if you rape a young woman, so long as you pay her father 50 shekels, you know, you can marry her, but you can't divorce her. So that's a lovely deal for the woman, isn't it? Live with your rapist for the rest of your life.
I forget which comedian it was who said there are something like 2,500 verses in the Bible admonishing heterosexuals and 6 admonishing homosexuals.
That's correct, yeah. That's right.
Which doesn't necessarily mean that heterosexuals are any worse than homosexuals, they just need closer supervision.
But ironically, most of those, you know, when's the last time you saw an adulteress or an adulterer stoned to death?
A lot of Christians would say that we've moved beyond that. That
I know, but with homosexuals, it doesn't feel like it, you know. It feels, personally, as a gay man, it just feels that we're at the mercy of these people. If they could get their hands on us, they don't burn us at the stake anymore, but they have their ways, you know, sort of ridicule and stopping our actual free speech. And I think it's a great concern that this has infiltrated Mardi Gras, you know.
Okay, Mary Lou.
I think that it's also important to discern between different sorts of religious people, though. Like, I mean, there's lots of religious people who have come out, for instance, and decried what the rabbi has said about the safe schools. So I think that... it's easy to get into bashing all religious people, and I think that it's almost like a gay sport nowadays. But I think that you have to be more nuanced in your arguments, in my opinion.
Well, I don't agree. I think that basically you have to go for the main. You know, we see the Catholic Church, for example, as the greatest blockage to progress on the planet. So in many ways, our target is the Catholic Church in that sense. But I was told by the board of Mardi Gras that despite what Benedict XVI, the atrocious, ridiculously primitive things he said about gay people, he said, well, the Pope of Rome's not in the parade. So that was a reason why we
couldn't... He'd fit right in that outfit.
You know, so he's not in the parade. Well, fine and good, I said, but, you know, his representatives are.
Well, I for one will certainly miss seeing whatever your costume was going to be this year.
Well, I noticed, Doug, you talked about the mighty vagina mitre,
yes,
that Her Divine Holiness was wont to wear these days. And she will be wearing it, by the way, on parade day in Hyde Park. We'll do a de-baptism ceremony, you know, to free people from these homophobic religions.
You're going to have to fish them out of the harbour, are you?
Send them back to the Stone Age, the deserts where they belong. You know, they're beyond the medieval ages. The primitive, you know, position. The
Iron Age, I think.
They grew out of, really.
Yes, Iron Age, I think it goes back to. Luke, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Great to have the chance.
I'm sure you'll have fun at Mardi Gras, even if you're not in the parade.
It is a celebration of our survival, after all, Doug.
It is indeed. And I urge people
to be here.
to keep an eye out for you and come up and say hello. Thanks for your time
Great
tonight.
Dog.
That was Luke Roberts there, otherwise known as Pope Alice of the Aurelian Church.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.